Hello and welcome to the Everyday Adventure Podcast. My name is Nikki Bass and I will be bringing you thoughts and ideas and hopefully some inspiration on how to build more adventure into your everyday life.
So today it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Kanoa Green to the podcast. I am so excited to have Kanoa on the show. I think I first came across her Instagram account a couple of months ago, and the thing that struck me was just the sheer joy and exuberance and love of everything she was doing that just comes through in every post she puts out. And I was so inspired by it that I just had to reach out and ask her if she'd like to come on, because there was something about just finding the joy in those everyday moments, which is so much what this show is about, and being able to see the potential and go for things because she really loves them. And like I said, I personally found that really inspiring. So I thought she would be the perfect guest with which to end this season of the Everyday Adventure Podcast. So Kanoa, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for agreeing to join me.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
My first question really is, because I know as part of sort of your background, you do all sorts of sports, but I know you've got a real love of surfing and fitness and getting outdoors and really sort of being in those sort of environments. And I guess I just wondered, you know, have you always surfed? Was it something that you came to later in life? What motivated you to get started?
Much later. I mean, all of that, really.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I think if people come to my Instagram now, or at least in the past year, people have the assumption that I've done all of these things probably for the majority of my life, which the reality is all of it came in probably within the last 4 to 5 years, surfing only 2 years.
Because
before that, yeah, I had grew up in the outdoors around the ocean. But for me, as growing up as like the fat girl and being kind of larger and a larger body my entire life since I remember like third grade. So I removed myself from that. I absolutely loved the idea of it in some instances, in some like hiking. I think it shocks my family still that I love to do things in the outdoors in that way, because I was not that person. But I think it's because I didn't see people who look like me out there. So I didn't really envision myself doing those things because it was so foreign. So all of this happened really as I've entered into my fitness journey. So it's all really new.
Oh, wow. And I mean, that's something I've talked about a lot on this podcast, is that importance, how important it is to see yourself or somebody that you can relate to represented in what you want to do, that you can have this idea. And even for those of us who've done sports a long time, going, actually, I no longer fit what is sort of being thrown at me as the image of the person exactly. You should be doing this. I guess what changed for you? At what point did you suddenly start thinking, actually, I am someone who can do this. This is me.
Yeah, it was twofold for me. So one was just gaining strength in my body. So as I had started on my journey as a fitness professional and realizing that gaining strength and agility and mobility allows me to be athletic in the body that I'm in right now. And it actually has nothing to do with my actual weight and size, right? Because I was getting stronger. I wasn't necessarily getting smaller. You know, that weight was not like dropping. I was still really like a large person, right? So still not seeing people that looked like me out there. But I realized once I got out there, especially I started with hiking and hiking mountains in Hawaii, and being out there was like, oh, my body can actually do things. And then I started to really test the limits in the waters. And then it was like, oh, I can paddleboarding. The first time I went out there, I actually had this idea of, it's probably going to take me a long time. I don't see people who look like me. I probably won't stand up probably for the first few months of doing this. And the first day out there, I mean, I immediately was like standing on the board and getting out there. And it wasn't a challenge, but it's because my body was fit and athletic. And so that instilled confidence in me, because then when surfing came, and it's been always a dream, but it was one of those things where I finally put kind of just drew the line in the sand and said, I'm going to do this. But I knew I could do it because I had at that point built trust in my body. And the other thing is 2015, I unexpectedly lost vision in my right eye. It was a routine surgery. It was so unpredictable. The whole thing was so traumatic and unexpected. And that really, for me, allowed me to take an inventory of what's really important, because I was no longer afraid of others' opinions of me, right? Because that's a lot of the fear. It's, am I going to put myself out there? Yes, I'm scared, will I do it? But I also don't want to embarrass myself. I also don't want people to look at me and judge me. And when you're lost your eyesight, you really don't care about those things. It really just, you realize that you want to live your life for you and you only have this one life and nothing is guaranteed. So it was literally those two things happened at exactly the same time. And so, you know, having that strength in my body, but literally not having half of my vision being visually impaired, but then deciding, oh yeah, I'm going to rock climb and surf and paddleboard and do all of these things that I hadn't done prior to that, you know, that just really has instilled confidence. And now I can do anything.
That's so amazing. I mean, one of the questions I usually ask guests is sort of the challenges that they faced, and you know, what have been the biggest challenges in your journey? And obviously you've already mentioned that, you know, especially losing your vision, gosh, that's a huge challenge. But is there anything else that you've, I suppose, as you've gone along the way, you've sort of encountered but also found a way to face or work through? What are some of the things?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, for me, especially when it was starting out in surfing, for instance, I was ready to take that leap, but the industry wasn't. I was looking for gear that was out there and there wasn't anything. Gosh. You know, there wasn't a surf suit, there wasn't a shorty or anything that was really made in my size. And even when you look at hiking and camp backpacking and snowboarding, you know, there is such a disparity in appropriate equipment and tools and resources for people who look like me, so, or who move like me, or, you know, and so that has been the biggest challenge. It still is. I mean, there's, in surfing, we're getting closer in the 2 years that I've been a surfer. And thankfully, I've been able to be a part of that, you know, working with companies to kind of expand and open the door there. But there's still so many areas in the outdoor industry where it's just, you know, there aren't. There's nothing still.
Gosh, it's amazing, isn't it? That you, and it's not something, like you said, you necessarily think about until you encounter it. And I think all of us probably to a certain extent have gone. I certainly know when I've, you know, some of the clothing and surf brands out there are just ridiculous. And right. They expect you to be like a pre-pubescent child in order to fit into. And plus the fact they don't even work. If you're out in the surf and you're being bashed around, the last thing you want is a tiny bikini. You know,
exactly.
Thing off your body. So it's so impractical at the best of times. And I mean, I was just wondering, because you mentioned you've seen that start to shift.
Yeah.
But
it's slow, because I mean, literally, I had decided initially wanted to start surfing in 2016. It was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm strong in my body. I want to do this, but I want to look cute doing it, right?
Of course.
I mean, if I'm going to fall a million times, can I at least look cute? So I started looking, and it was interesting because I didn't think I would find nothing. I thought I would at least find something. It probably wouldn't be the cutest, most stylish thing out there, but surely something. And there was nothing. And I had literally reached out to different countries, designers. I had lived in New York at one time and tried to use channels there, literally nothing. And so that to me really just, it kind of stopped me because I was so excited and ready. But then that message to me was, well, I guess we're not supposed to be out and surfing, right? Yeah. After a certain size, you're just, okay, then that means probably the board won't fit, you know, it won't sustain me either. And then you just have all of this dialogue and then you're like, okay, well, that's not for me. And then that's just the end of it. And then 2018 was when I was like, well, I don't care if I have to go out naked. Like,
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Right. It's just like, yeah. I don't know what it's going to happen, but I'm going to at least go out there and give it my all. And it's so funny because I had that was one of my New Year's goals, resolutions, if you will, was to learn surfing that year. And months, literally just a few months later, I was reached out by a lovely designer, Nora, who actually wanted to create a size inclusive surfwear brand and invited me to, you know, help her be a model and to launch this line that really is the first, I think, size inclusive surfwear brand that came out in 2019. So it was that first experience. And then later that year, another brand came out, Cynthia Rowley made a wetsuit. Now 2020, there's probably, again, small numbers, but at least there's about half a dozen brands that are out there that are really thinking of surfers aren't just one shape and one size.
I mean, I find it really interesting because I know when I go surfing down in Cornwall here, like the people in the water are all shapes and sizes. And, you know, it's this image that, like you said, that the suits are built and the clothes are designed for actually doesn't really exist, you know, and like you said, you want to feel that you're wearing something that is comfortable and sustainable and that looks good.
Supportive, exactly.
And I suppose it's that interesting thing, like you said, that message, that implicit message in the end, that when you can't find something.
Absolutely. And then it really sparked for me was, okay, well, it's not necessary. Well, it is part that society or the industry is saying that people this size don't do it. But then it was, well, they would obviously make it if there was a demand for it. So then for me, it was women who look like me don't know that they can do this. Mm-hmm. So then it flipped the mission for me where it was, oh, I'm going to do this because I need women to know, hello, you can do this. Can do and this. Then people will make clothes and then I have something to wear. I mean, it was really...
Oh, I love that. Yes.
But that really, exactly. That really just spoke to me of these women need to know that they can do anything. It's not even just surfing. It is whatever in their heart that they have been holding on to, that they have not given themselves permission to do. Let me help them and encourage them if I have to create a space for them to do that so that they can be seen and heard and supported.
Amazing. And so, I mean, there's the obvious, I guess, the fitness benefits of, you know, you starting this journey and getting fitter and trying all these new sports and all the benefits that brings as well. But I'm just wondering, what are some of the benefits that you've encountered that you never expected when you decided to, you know, to get started? What are the things that have you just gone, wow, when I look back, that's not what I anticipated, but that means so much.
It really is. For me, honestly, it's this idea of living life. Like for me, prior to this experience, I knew there was something more. It's just when I don't know, I'm about to get emotional. It's so weird. I really don't. But I always grew up thinking there was so much more and I didn't know what that was. And I feel like now I'm living in that more. Like it gifted me that in so many ways.
That's so beautiful. I mean, that, yeah. And I think, you know, one of the reasons I started this podcast was because I had so many conversations with people going, there is more. And I feel stuck in a place that actually I broadly enjoy my life. I love my life. I love everything about it. But there's something missing. There's something, yeah, I need to tap into more to really feel like I'm living. And I think you've just absolutely encapsulated that. That's amazing. So I guess what's next? Well, I mean, you've done all these incredible things already. What's next on the journey? I know you've
recently trained. What is next?
I was about to say, I hesitate to ask, quite frankly.
It's wild because I never thought starting a fitness journey would then have turned into, you know, this platform where I've been able to advocate for women of all shapes and sizes, right? Because there are women who are half my size who there's something in them that's holding them back, but it's allowed me to help them not only on the fitness part, if that's what people need, but then also when it comes to this adventure and living life in pursuing your dreams, whether it's in the outdoors, whether it's in your business, your career, whatever that's like. And so it's branched out where I've been able to do adventure retreats, which is happening hopefully next year with COVID. Oh my gosh.
I've had so many conversations like this going, next year, maybe.
Yeah, and even still, we're like, when next year, we don't know.
But it's coming.
It's coming at some point. And it was something that had been birthed from just women being a part of my journey, wanting to learn how to surf initially and saying, oh, you know, I would love to learn. Is there a retreat? And again, it's one of those things where I'm like, sure, let me Google it. Surely there's options. And there was nothing, literally nothing that really encapsulated size inclusive, that really was mindful about, will you have rash guards that will fit up to a 4 or 5X? Will you have instructors who know how to, you know, confidently and comfortably work with someone? And I couldn't find anything. So instead of going back and saying, I'm sorry, it was, well, let me try to create it. Like, never done it, but let's do it.
Fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
What could go wrong? Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of started that. We were supposed to launch this past summer, and it was just so much support surrounded in the industry, not only just the surf industry, but also the body positive and plus size community. It's just been so exciting. And so that will happen at some point, but then there'll also be other adventures coming. Snowboarding has been on my list. So it's, why not tackle that? Paddleboarding, who knows? Like, all the things,
so many possibilities. And like you said, once you open that one, or once you realize one thing is possible, then how it starts to unwrap those layers of everything being possible, because, you know, why not give it a go?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So the question I always ask my guests, or usually asks my guests, is if you had one piece of advice that, so say somebody's listening to this and they think, I really want to get started on my own adventures, but either I don't know where to start, or I'm lacking the confidence or the, you know, that sense that I can do this. What's the one thing that they can do? What's the one piece of advice you'd give them?
I always say it's something that I told myself when I was starting 5-6 years ago on just my fitness journey. I made this single decision that I wasn't going to stop. I didn't know where I was going to start. I didn't know how to start, but I knew that if I took one step and then I took one another step and another step, and I refused to give up regardless of what happened, that I would eventually end up where I needed to be. And I had no idea that less than a month from me saying those words, I would end up losing my eyesight. And because I had spoken those words, I knew that it was rough. And my eyesight never came back, but it was done through some surgeries. But I took the tiniest step. Sometimes I fell, but I got back up and I took another step. And it wasn't a perfect journey. It wasn't pretty. I still don't have it all figured out, but I refuse to give up. So it's, if you start there and just tell yourself you're worth taking a step and not giving up, that is the most powerful place you can start.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Because I think, like you said, it is that feeling of what if I try and it doesn't work? What if it's, you know, it doesn't go in the direction I want it to, or,
it,
you know, I don't know what's going to happen. Exactly. And if you just accept that.
It'll go in a better way than you ever dreamed possible. And not to say that when I took those steps that I wasn't afraid. I was absolutely afraid. I had so much doubt and fear and skepticism. I was like, who do I think I am? But when you just, I'm worth not giving up on myself and on my dreams. And those dreams were put in your heart for a reason.
Amazing. I think that's probably the perfect way in which to end. If people want to find out more about you and are inspired to follow you, where can they go? Where can they find you?
All of it's on the Instagram. First and last name, Canoe Green.
Amazing. Yeah, go check Canoe out on her Instagram. Honestly, you will leave just even just looking at your photos and your captions, your posts, you'll leave feeling so inspired. Canoe, it's been such a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye. So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Canoe as much as I did. Wow, what a way to end the season. I don't think I could have asked for a more perfect guest to encapsulate so many of the themes that we've touched on throughout this season, throughout the last 25 episodes, talking about role modeling, inclusivity, building confidence by going outside of your comfort zone and adventuring, trying new things and having that courage just to take that very first step. And also just simply finding joy and adventure through everyday activities, through what's around you and living in that place. So a massive thank you to Canoe for agreeing to be my guest, my final guest for this season. And I just wanted to pick up on I could pick up on the entire interview, but there was one thing she said which really stuck with me, I think. And that was when she said, "I'm no longer afraid of others' opinions of me." And I think when we are taking the first step with a new adventure or a new project, often, even if we don't admit it to ourselves, that can be one of the biggest barriers to getting started. And that's not to say to not care what other people think, but that acknowledge that that's something that we can't control. And actually, in the end, we have to make that decision for ourselves whether this is something that is really important for us to at least try, even if we don't succeed, even alongside those opinions. And often what we think other people are thinking may very much not be the case at all. Yeah, so here we are, 25 episodes in. Gosh, if you told me we'd even made 10 when I first started this, I would have been so thrilled and amazed. And to be in this place and just to be able to take a pause, I think, because one of the things we do talk a lot about is actually the importance of not just doing, but also stopping, recharging, re-energizing, finding space to take a break and a pause. And this seems like the right time just to do that. I won't be gone that long, don't worry. And I'm still recording for next season. So I've got so many wonderful guests coming up. So it's super exciting. Do stay tuned. Plan currently is that the new season will start. Season 2 will start in January in the new year. But keep your ears peeled. Is that a phrase? But keep listening, because there will be a couple of bonus episodes likely dropping before Christmas too. Just to give you a little something before the Christmas break. But before I go, I have a few thank yous. The first thank you to all of my incredible guests who have trusted me and trusted this space to tell their amazing stories. I genuinely leave each conversation buzzing and energized and really grateful that people have brought their story and been willing to share it in order to inspire others, because it can be a pretty daunting thing coming on a podcast and knowing that it's going to be listened to by other people. And that's such an adventure in itself. So to all of my wonderful guests, thank you, thank you, thank you. The show wouldn't exist without you. And it's been such a privilege to have all of these conversations with you. I must also say a massive thank you to my wonderful editor and also guest, Francesca Tarauskas, who has just done the most incredible job of editing the show, weaving her magic on some pretty complicated internet lines at times. Ironically, I think my call to Florida was probably the best quality. So I don't know how that works. But yeah, Fran, thank you. Thank you so much for all your hard work. Hopefully you've got a well-earned break coming up as well. And thank you as well to my family, who have put up with me yelling at them to get off the internet every time I've got a call. And finally, but by no means last, to all of you for listening, for getting in touch with your suggestions, your thoughts, your comments, leaving me some wonderful reviews, for just being part of this journey, being part of this podcast, because, you know, the podcast is for you in the end. And I hope that throughout the conversations that I've had with all the different guests, that you have found some inspiration, that you found something to think about, and that you have been able to take something away that helps you in your everyday lives as well, and helps you all to live more adventurously too. So please carry on getting in touch. I'm on Instagram, Resilience at Work. I'm on Twitter, Resilience_Works. You can contact me via the website, resiliencework.co.uk. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. Like I said, season 2 will be back in the new year, but there will be some bonus episodes in between. So keep an eye out for those. And I look forward to seeing you again with some wonderful guests. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye.